Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, an update from the Medical Examiner on the 10-year-old who was shot and killed in Milwaukee last night. The ME says it's likely 10-year-old Zijon Oten shot himself in the face with his friend's firearm. The boy was rushed to a local hospital and pronounced dead in the ER. The shooting happened around 8:30 last night near Clark and Velar Phillips on the city's north side. Meanwhile, Milwaukee police tell us they have arrested a 36-year-old man and a 46-year-old woman in connection to the child's death. A 16-year-old was also taken into custody for what they call a separate incident. The Milwaukee District Attorney's Office will review charges.
Well, it happened about 1 o'clock this afternoon, but the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates today by a quarter of a point. Not a surprise. Right now, it's in the range of about 3.5% to 3.75%, the third consecutive cut for the year. What about 2026, however? ABC's Alexis Christophorus on what we could expect.
The Fed is maintaining its outlook for just one interest rate cut in 2026. Of course, Wall Street and President Trump were hoping for more than that. And let's also remember, the complexity of the Fed's going to change next year because Fed Chair Jay Powell's term is up in May. President Trump has made very clear he does not wish for Powell to continue, and he's continuing to interview candidates for that job. We're expecting an announcement in the coming weeks.
Yeah, so some pros and cons here. So ultimately, the cost of borrowing becomes a little less expensive, but many people have these high-yield savings accounts where they've been earning 4%, maybe 5% on money that's just sitting in the bank. So those numbers also come down a little bit. So kind of the yin and yang of this whole deal. But interest rates being cut, don't expect deep cuts next year, though many expect there will be at least one.
It was interesting how this meeting was so tense.
Extremely.
A little more divisive inside the Fed right now.